Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara. It really is hard to believe that today is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I remember where I was at the time. I was working in a radio station and it was absolutely frantic. I think we spent a whole 2 weeks doing items on 9/11, and of course the phone lines to America weren't working at the time. Everyone was trying to get somebody over there that they knew to kind of report back. It was absolute bedlam. But something that's come to light, very, very strange altogether. And Aisling Lynch, producer of The Niall Boylan Show, is here to explain. Morning, Aisling. How are you?
Morning, Trina. How are you doing?
Good. So, a story going around about fraudsters who claimed that they were survivors of 9/11. And that wasn't the case at all.
So there was a lot of, obviously, you know, it was an awful tragedy. And, you know, like you said, everybody remembers where they were. But at the same time, this clinical professor, psychiatry, Kim Jean was her name. Years after the attack, people were coming and, you know, getting counselling and talking about their grief and losing loved ones. But the problem was that she began to see that more and more people were displaying this. And it was more than the amount of loved ones that would have died, if that makes sense.
So everybody was kind of claiming that they had somebody who died in 9/11. And
And I don't know if it was something that it was like, I don't mean that to sound disincentive, but it was, if it was a jumping on the bandwagon case or... But yeah, a lot of people were displaying these, like fabricating that they had a loved one or, you know, a brother or a sister that simply wasn't there. People who survived it are absolute heroes. So people decided who weren't there obviously said, well, I want a bit of this. And one woman, there's three people in particular, and one woman, she concocted this story how she chaired a meeting at Merrill Lynch on the 78th floor of the South Tower when the first plane hit, the North Tower. So she talked about how her fiancé, Dave, had been on the 100th floor of the North Tower. And, you know, she was vividly describing crawling through the smoke and the flames to get to safety. And, you know, in a survivor supporters group, she went into this great detail about how she saw what she saw on the day. They always say about someone who's a great liar, they'll always give a lot of detail because obviously, you know, you won't catch them out. And this is exactly what this woman was doing, because it eventually transpired that she moved to New York a year after 9/11 happened.
What?
So she had concocted the whole story, obviously, to make herself feel like she was worth something. I don't know what it is. This is the thing. It's bizarre when you think about this, because it's like, why would you do this? Why would you try to capitalize on something that is so horrific?
Yeah. And I guess you probably thought, oh, sure, there's nobody alive to catch me out here say that I wasn't working there on that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was living in a different country.
Yeah, and living a total lie. And the thing is as well, she, like you said, there's nobody to catch out. There was also a comedian who was up and coming, and, you know, he claimed that he had this narrow escape from the 54th floor. And obviously he did this in order to capitalize his career.
Suddenly everyone would want to interview him and everything. And
exactly. Yeah. But in reality, he worked 40 blocks away.
Stop.
So, and then there was another man as well who actually dressed up as a fireman at the 10th anniversary. He was claiming that he attended 47 funerals in 3 weeks of obviously his, you know, his comrades. And it turned out he wasn't even a fireman and he was a total and utter fraud. So these people, whether they were either making money from turning up at these places or, you know, obviously gaining notoriety, totally capitalized on something that... an absolute tragedy.
Fantasists that just made it up in their heads that they were there and to get the attention almost.
Yeah.
Crazy? I suppose like with the detail that they went into, a lot of the detail would have been available in the media, so it would have been easy for them to get their story together and describe what happened.
Of course it would. And the thing is, you're not going to question someone that says they've gone through this horrific ordeal. But like I said to you before, you know, people who lie... great liars go into great detail. They tell a great story because they tell you all, because they do normally say that people who go through a traumatic experience like this, they forget a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not able to tell you exactly what happened on that day because your mind blanks out something that is so horrific. But people who are liars do the opposite. They explain in great detail exactly where you're going, what they did and what they saw and how they got out, because you won't question it.
I can't believe that the guy was there in his firefighter uniform pretending that he was part of the F what's it called? The Fire Department of New York, FDNY. Yeah, that's it. I always mix
FDNY,
that up.
Yeah,
I always mix that up with the police. And your woman not even living in the country at the time. Okay, well, listen, thanks so much, Aisling. Niall Boylan back. When is he back on? Tomorrow, isn't it?
We're back on Sunday morning for the best of Niall Boylan, and you'll hear us back in at 12 o'clock on Monday.
She's the hardest working producer in the land. Aisling Lynch, thanks so much. See you now. This is something for the weekend.
No problem, Trina.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits.